This is WKSU News. I'm Kabir Bhatia. One of Cleveland's most successful local bands of the 1960s is reuniting this weekend. In this week's Shuffle, we'll look at the choir, their lost album, and their upcoming shows at the Beachland Ballroom. Jim Bonfanti spent the 1960s providing the foundation for the choir, both on the drums and by being the only constant member of the band's ever-changing lineup.
And I was in a band in Euclid called The Caverns. The mods were from Menor. They all went to Menor High School. All I knew is that The Caverns, we practiced all the time. We never played out. We didn't make any money. The mods played out every week, and I think they were making $7 or $10 a week, you know, which was, you know, when you're like 15, 16, and it's 1965, it was like, that's pretty good.
When Bonfanti jumped ship for the mods, they changed their name and the choir was born. The band gained a big following in the area's teen clubs, small, alcohol-free halls where local groups could play and build up their fan base. After a nearly 50-year hiatus, the band is taking the stage again at the Beachland Ballroom this weekend.
This band has Randy Klawan and Denny Carlton plays bass, Kenny Margolis, Phil G. Lombardo, and myself. That's the choir that's playing at the Beachland.
But that wasn't quite the lineup that played on the band's biggest hit, It's Cold Outside.
And now it's cold outside, and the rain is pouring down, and the leaves are turning brown. Can you see?
There were so many. You needed a scorecard to keep track, because this guy would be in this band, and then he'd be in this band.
The constant changes led to the band's sound evolving throughout the 1960s, from the tight pop construction of It's Cold Outside to longer instrumental pieces by the end of the decade.
Music itself just started to change that way. FM radio started coming in, AM radio was less, you know, so it was just a natural progression for us to do that. As a matter of fact, we did a lot of jamming. And that's kind of where music was at the time. You know, you'd start a song and you'd be playing it and you'd kind of go into a little part and the guitar player would pick up a little riff and start playing that and we'd kind of tag along and run that out for a while and then maybe the keyboardist would come up with something, you know. So it was kind of like a lot more jamming.
About that time, Bonfanti says the band started to get the attention of DJ Dick the Wild Child Kemp.
He loved that band and he wanted us to go into the studio and record. We recorded 10 songs, and all this time, totally forgot about that. Never was released. We recorded it all. Nothing ever happened. So the choir breaks up, and one of the songs was Kinks cover, David Watts.
That cover was on a low-resolution copy of the band's work from the late 1960s and was posted last year to Facebook by guitarist Randy Klawan. Bonfanti says the response was strong enough that they got some inquiries from Los Angeles-based Omnivore Recordings for more material. The choir album had been recorded in 1969 at the Cleveland Recording Company, which later morphed into Summa Recording.
He said to Randy, why don't you go out to Summa? Maybe they have our tapes there. And they did. They had the original master, and it was in good shape. So many things could happen, none of them good, but there they were. So that was just unbelievable.
The rescued tapes were remixed using modern technology, and the result is Artifact, an LP which marries the choir's original pop sound with then-emerging progressive rock.
You know, we were young kids. You know, Randy, he was like 17, and I'm listening to him play. It was pretty impressive, you know. And Phil, I think, is just amazing. I love Kenny's voice. It kind of brought back that this was a good band that could play with anybody.
Bonfanti says the album was shopped around at the time and never generated any interest, but it's been a thrill to see it finally issued to the public.
I can't tell you how many reviews that said, why didn't this ever happen? That's the million-dollar question. Why? Who knows why? There's no rhyme or reason, you know. And a year later or 2 years later, who knows, a different pair of ears here go, oh, that's great. It's just the luck of the music business, or no luck.
But Bonfanti did find some luck after the choir. One of the band's fans was another local musician, Eric Carmen. In 1970, the pair helped form the Raspberries, becoming one of the most successful bands to ever come from Northeast Ohio. I'm Kabir Bhatia, 89.7 WKSU.